Real English from the BBC.
Hello and welcome to Authentic Real English. My name is William Cramer.
大家好，我是杨丽。William, 今天的新词语是什么呀？
Well, hold on a second, Lee. Let me just play you.
不行不行，告诉我们到底是哪个短语啊。
Well, we'll come on to that in a minute, but I've got some special effects for you.
什么特殊音效，特殊音乐？哎呀，你还不知道，我们的听众对此并不感冒，他们想学的是地道英语。所以你最好还是开门见山，不要兜圈子。说吧，到底是哪个词语啊
？Lee, hold your horses. Hold your horses. It means be patient.
Hold your horses. 字面意思是勒住马缰，引申的意思是耐心点。So where does this phrase come from, William?
Well, apparently it comes from battles in times of war.
Hold your horses, men!
Wow, Will, your effects this week are really special.
I know. In that clip, we heard a soldier telling his men to hold their horses before he started firing weapons.
But nowadays, I'm guessing, you don't need to be a soldier to use this phrase, right?
Right, exactly. It means don't rush, be patient. Let's hear a couple of examples.
I've just gone online to order us some new computers. What's our charge code again?
Oh, well, you're going to have to hold your horses. I haven't agreed a budget yet with the management team.
BBC Learning English.
I've just spoken to Mark.
Have you indeed? Well, don't listen to a word that man says. He's never liked me.
Hey, 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 hold your horses. We didn't discuss you at all, as a matter of fact.
以上第一段对话中的男子呢，急迫的要去订购一些电脑，但是在公司还没有批准之前，他必须要耐心等待，要 hold his horses.
And the second example was slightly different. In that clip, we heard a woman interrupt the man because she thought that she knew what he was going to say.
是的，讲话的男子呢，告诉讲话的女子别急 ，hold her horse， 等他把话说完。
Yes, but Lee, we never say hold your horse. We always say hold your horses.
Oh, okay. Thank you. I'll bear it in mind. But, Will?
Yeah?
Can you hold this for me?
Authentic Real English from the BBC.